I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, welcome back. You know, we have talked to Dan Buck a lot about this, that there's an anniversary show that he's going to be part of coming up for Show Me over at Channel 5. And I got to watch a clip of it the other day where Dan broke down in tears, and it caught my attention immediately. It was a great promo, by the way. And we got Mary Thayer, who's a producer on Show Me, and Mary Kaltrider, who's the host. And thank you guys so much for giving me a minute.
Oh, we are so excited to be here.
Yes, thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'll bet it is. And, you know, Dan, of course, I've known Dan since we worked at Channel 4 years ago, and then Channel 5 stole him away, and then he ends up as the, I guess he was the first host, right?
He was a reporter. He started as a reporter, for sure. And then he became the host after John Pertzborn left.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. How much fun has it been for you guys to put this thing together and look at the history of it over all those years?
Well, I got to say, being from St. Louis, watching Dan my whole life, one of the highlights of my career will be able to say I made Dan Buck cry in that interview. It was just such a beautiful, real moment. You know, he was talking about the Jack Buck interview after 9/11. It's Jack Buck's last interview. And me, I was only 5 when 9/11 happened. And I still remember that baseball game because it was such an iconic moment with my family, with my parents. And to see Dan Buck get emotional about something like that was just a really beautiful, beautiful moment. And there's been so many moments like that.
Sure.
And I think that's the special thing about Show Me is there's so much passion in the staff and the people that have made the show what it is. And that's heart. You can't teach it.
And the biggest lesson out of that is how old Dan is. If you were only 5 years old when that happened. I love giving him grief about that. But, I mean, the long list of people. Now, I knew a few of them, like Dan. I, of course, knew Debbie Turner.
Miss America.
Is she back? Yes. Did you bring her back?
We Zoomed with her.
Okay.
Which was amazing to chat with her. And I think that's been the really cool part about this is being able to talk to all of them and hear their experiences. And it's really a testament to, you might not remember everything in life, but you always remember how things made you feel. And so whether it's talking about coworkers, whether it's talking about stories, there's a lot of moments and there's a lot of joy and just laughter. And it's clear that that's kind of reshaped how I see my job of like, okay, yeah, maybe in 20 years, I'm not going to remember this exactly, but I'm going to remember how much joy it brought me, which I think has been cool. And we've been throwing it back. We've had Throwback Thursdays for this entire past year. So we've been watching their previous stories. And I think every time our team is like, wow, I'm not sure we make TV like they used to.
Absolutely not. It was just the golden age. I mean, we look at this stuff and we're like, guys, watch this. How can we recreate this magic that they created 30 years ago? I mean, after talking to all of them, it just seems like they really caught lightning in a bottle with that staff.
That's a good way of putting it. You know, I was in the market, obviously, when that happened. I got here in 93 and worked at Channel 4. And when that show first came on, all the critics were like, well, that's not going to go anywhere. Nobody wants to watch, you know, an hour or two of just people doing feature stories. And then it caught lightning. And just like you said, right? And it attracted people like Dan, who were really good at that kind of thing, right? I mean, he was just so great at putting feature reports together. And I mean, that was never my forte. At least I didn't see it that way. I was a hard news reporter. And I always hated when they sent me on feature stories. And then I had a news director one time who told me, there's no such thing as a bad story, only a bad reporter.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
like, ooh, that's a low blow. Thank you. So he kind of got me. Hit a few of the other names that you guys were able to go back and bring in for this anniversary show that you're putting on.
Well, I got to explode things at the Science Center with Heidi Glaus.
Oh, nice.
Which was amazing. And she had said that was one of her favorite memories. And right when we left, I said, I can't believe I've never blown things up at the Science Center until now. Like, I didn't know this was an option, Heidi. It's like amazing. So hopefully we'll bring that back and around.
Absolutely. And I went to Dominic's on the Hill. I've gone to Dominic's many times, but I went with Julie Julie Tristan and Wendy Erickson to cook in the kitchen with Dominic. And that was so special because I remember watching them in the kitchen with Dominic when I was a kid.
Sure.
So it was really special. Malik went out with Dan Buck and did some 1995 trivia, our reporter Malik. So it's been a really fun time. Kenny Koger, audio for 20 plus years for Show Me St. Louis.
Randy
Schwenker. Oh my gosh, our chief photographer, best photographer editor in the business. We love you, Randy. And you know, talking to the technical guys has been so fun because we asked, how did you invent this look? And he said how MTV was such a big deal in 1995 that they really, they brought Dutch tilts and shaky cameras. The camera really became a character in these stories. And I think that's kind of what makes Show Me.
It's great. And I'm so glad they did that because there was back in that time frame in TV, there was a real... It was wide shot, medium shot, tight shot from the photographers, and getting them to break out of that mold and move and shoot and walk and talk and all that kind of all happened at the same time. And when that was brought into a show for 2 hours, where every story was shot like that, what a difference that made, right?
Absolutely.
For sure. And here's a little trivia for you, and you can remind Julie Tristan of this. Julie started at Channel 4 in production as my teleprompter operator when I anchored the morning show at Channel 4, which tells you how old I am. So I'm just
and then it sounds I believe then she came over to 5 doing the same thing, like PA work. And then she ended up landing the job on Show Me, which she said was her dream.
You guys did a lot of that, though. You developed a lot of talent from internally, didn't you, for that show?
Oh, yeah.
That's what Dan was telling me.
Yeah, and that's what Heidi started as an intern in 1996. Mm-hmm. And, you know, me growing up, being 29 today, I mean, Heidi, what is Show Me St. Louis to me? Like, I remember her so much.
So when is remind me again when this airs?
September 5th. That's all right. Next. That's going to be Friday.
Friday.
September 5th. I had to stop myself, Mark. The TV girl on me was like, I actually don't know when this interview airs.
So September 5th at 10 a.m.?
10 a.m. Right. on KSDK, and then you're going to want to download the 5 Plus app. It's available on Roku, Fire TV, Apple TV, and Samsung, because that second half of the show is going to be on our streaming app. So we're going to have an extended special, and you're not going to want to miss that second half.
That is some smart marketing. Yeah. Can I just tell you that?
Thank you so much.
I love
that. Second half, just for even smarter marketing, we have some crazy things that some of these previous hosts and reporters
did. Oh, yeah.
It's a tell-all. You could tell that people like, okay, finally, I could speak my mind.
Yes. Yes.
That's great. Well, Mary Kaltreiter and Mary Thayer from Show Me, thank you guys so much.
Mark Cox, thank you so much.
We're looking forward to it, and we'll let Dan Buck talk about it all week. How about that?
Yeah, amazing. That. Thank you, Dan.
You guys take care.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
All right, how about that, Dan Buck?
That's awesome.
You had no idea that was coming up, did you?
No idea that you talked to them. That was wonderful. Mary Thayer, what a sweetheart. I mean, kind of a person behind the scenes, but that show wouldn't be what it is even today. Without the hard work and passion. You talk about, 12-hour work days. That gal, she is a work fiend and does a lot of stuff behind the scenes to make that thing go on the air every day. Yeah, great show.
So back to the Jack Buck interview
that
brought you to tears here. You said you didn't expect that reaction.
No, we were just talking. She asked me, what were some of my best interviews? And I just said, well, the Jack Buck. And as I started thinking about it, I thought, truly, it was one of those interviews that just sticks with you. I mean, he was such a humble, kind man. I mean, it was the last day of the regular season, and I'd been bugging him for a couple of weeks about a new poetry book he had come out with. And I said, it was for cystic fibrosis. He was raising money for them. And I said, can we just sit down and talk about your poetry? He goes, I don't like talking about that kind of stuff. I put the book out. Finally, he calls me up and he said, hey, last game of the season, meet me at the booth. See you at the ballpark. When the game's over, the season had ended that day at Busch Stadium, and we just sat there for an hour and a half in an empty stadium, and it was so amazing to have him open up. He talked about his military career, which he was very private about, didn't talk much about that, talked about all of his poetry. It was horrible that I only got to give 3 minutes of it because literally the interview went well over an hour. And it was truly to this day the greatest highlight probably of my career.
And that was the last interview that he did.
It was. He died a month and a half later. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was incredible. It was just one of those things that, you know, I grew up listening to Jack, and the whole reason I went into broadcasting was because of Jack. He got me my first job in St. Louis, made a phone call. My dad was a dear friend of his growing up, and same name, no relation, but they'd been friends for years, and he made a call to the news director at Channel 4 and got me my first job to go work with you.
Oh, that's outstanding.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And the rest is history.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's coming up. So that show is coming up Friday.
Yeah.
And then they've got all those extras you can do if you download their app. I thought Mary was very smart to point that out.
Yep.
That's good stuff. All right. Good job, Dan.
Appreciate you doing that. That's great.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're happy for you.